If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm, and Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group. For information and additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Good morning, Chicago. Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy is back from reconstructive eyebrow surgery.
It's good. Looks,
Roy even brought it up.
They're amazing.
Thank you.
They really are.
Thank you.
We shared. We broke some bread this morning. Jeremy and I usually have breakfast, and in comes Roy and Laura Ann. Invited them over. Got them to pick up the bill unintentionally.
Yeah,
if I would have known that, we would have had dessert and would have taken out some lunch.
Sure.
But, added surprise.
I was going with the Eugene Levy look.
Well,
he has the handsomest eyebrows
in
the market.
First thing Roy said was after we hugged and we kissed and we gave everybody all the proper salutations and greetings. First thing out of Roy's mouth was, "You look fantastic."
Uh-huh. Yeah, how about that, right?
And the reason
it's the
you're growing
80s perm and my newly implanted eyebrows.
Yes, reconstructed. Yeah. I think
reconstructed. That's yes, exactly.
Roy, what do you think? He looks it's younger.
Younger, maybe. I don't know.
Different.
It's hiding the grays. That's for sure.
He's got his father's eyes.
Sure.
There's no doubt. He's got MegaPros Joe's eyes. Yeah. There. Well, welcome back.
Yes. Yeah. Happy to be here.
I thought maybe you got married to Kleppen.
Well, it's kind of weird that we vacationed at the same time, so one could thought, right? Or one could think that.
Kleppen, you got anything to say about that?
Oh, he's not even there.
He's not even there.
He's not even
there. Okay, whatever. 312-981-7200. All right, we got a packed show here. Unfortunately, Sarah Leonard's son is not feeling well today, so we will try to get her on the phone if she has time. She is taking care of her baby boy, as she should. Ray Kaplan, anything going on in the news about student loans, Ray? Anything topical recently?
It's been pretty quiet. Really to report.
My God. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, there's been a ton.
So I'm sure you'll be covering that.
Yes, we'll go over the Supreme Court decision and what it means for borrowers and what's going to go on next, and because it doesn't look like it's going to be ending anytime soon, actually.
Got it. So student loan payments start October 1st?
Right. So interest starts accruing in September, repayment starts in October, and servicers are already sending out statements with incorrect payment amounts that are astronomically high, creating a panic all over the place. So don't worry if you get those kinds of letters. We can make sure you get into a low payment.
Articles, online articles all over the place. It says anywhere from $350 to $390 is the average student loan payment for Americans that have student loans. We see it when we pull credit reports. I'm doing backflips, and you could tell I'm very athletic, and I do double sow cows, okay?
Yes.
So just one backflip is very difficult because I usually like to do doubles. But they are, if I got $350 to $390, I'd be ecstatic.
Right.
The credit reports that we pull and we see $900 to $2,500 to $3,500 a month.
Yes.
Which is the equivalent of a $125,000 mortgage up to a $400,000 mortgage.
Oh, so, absolutely. Because what they do is they kind of automatically put you into the standard 10-year repay payment plan, which is a very high payment.
Sure.
And there are so many other payment options, the income-based payment plan, and there's a new income-based payment plan with a different formula that will cut everybody's payment in half.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to your team that's standing by.
312-294-8989.
Roy Spencer, having breakfast with Roy Spencer is something unique, especially after it rains and we start talking sore backup. Yeah. I mean, right? Not. We don't even get through coffee.
Yeah, no, he lit up.
And Roy starts talking sore back up as we're enjoying our eggs.
We were. Yeah, that part was weird. I gotta be honest.
And our English muffin. And he's going, I got to tell you something. What's going on in Cicero and Berwyn? And right into the sore back up.
It was wild.
And I learned all about clay and everything else.
Drain tiles, everything.
But people putting plugs on their sores, which is not a good idea, which is fascinating, but it's a major. In all seriousness, it is a serious problem for our listeners living in Berwyn and Cicero and all of those areas, because whenever it rains, I did not know this, I'm up north, right? It doesn't happen to us up north, but every time it rains and rains hard, we got, what, 6-8 inches in 3 hours here during the NASCAR race? Yeah. All those sewer systems can't handle that, and it goes into people's homes. And that's a pretty continual event, which I was not aware of, Roy.
Yeah, and it's not just in Berwyn and Cicero. It does happen in the north suburbs, Park Ridge, Skokie, Evanston. They have areas notorious, a good part of the north side of Chicago, south side of Chicago, the city. It's an ever-growing problem. And it just happened, the storms we had were very localized in Berwyn, Cicero, in the western and north part of the city. So those people got hammered this time. But
could be your next
it's
time.
An ever-growing yeah. problem throughout. I live out in Naperville, Hinsdale, Tony West suburbs. You wouldn't think have sewer backup. And we're not talking the sewer backup where something went down your toilet wrong and clogged up your line. You had a temporary backup. We're talking about municipal sewer backup when the actual city sewers are backing up into your home. And I'm sorry, but I had all weekend to hear. We heard from over 1,300 people, not all with sewer backup, but people with seepage and problems, but a lot of them had sewer backup problem. And it is just heartrending to hear and to know what these people are going to have to go through. And it is avoidable. It's not easy because it's almost engineered by design. The city sewers are inadequate. You're tied. Your home is tied to it. So when the city sewers overflow, it goes into your basement. And the city uses your basement as a temporary reservoir to hold it.
Nice.
It's outrageous to me. And it's not something anybody should have to live with, and nor do they have to.
Now picture that while you're having three sunny side up eggs, some Brussels sprouts, some bacon.
Yeah, very nice breakfast.
Yeah, we're having a skillet.
Sewage backup.
Putting a little butter on my English muffin, having some coffee. Roy comes right in with the sewage. And
last week we had to hear about the flattened rats or whatever.
Flattened rats from Janelle Iacino, right, 2 weeks ago, right? Okay. Phone number for our listeners. And you're going to dive deeper into that.
So to speak. 800-421-7325.
That was well played. I wasn't intending you were
on your game.
I unintentionally. So
exactly.
Is Roy.
Yeah, so is Roy.
All right, one more time, Roy, phone number.
800-421-7325.
MegaPro's Jeremy, MegaPro's Home Improvement. You've got a new exciting program for all of our listeners. It's a prevention. Assuming you own a house.
Sorry.
Yeah. Or if you own an investment property.
Sure.
Even better.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a new maintenance program that we're launching that's just an exterior maintenance program for any homeowner. We could talk about that. Super excited about it.
And also, I know it's kind of weird to talk about it, but if you want to have your kitchen done by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we need to start having that tough conversation with all our listeners. Like, hey, if you plan on a remodel before the holidays.
Now.
You have to call us now.
Wow.
You have to call us. There's 3 months of planning. You got a month of a project. It's now.
Right. Okay. Phone number. Hang on.
847-658. I just like that Ray and I last.
MegaPros.com. Hang on, you're getting the daily double.
847-658-8989.
All right, we got Bridget in here being a voyeur. She's a
social media guru.
We don't know. She goes to Northwestern. She's a student at Northwestern.
Let's just call her the social media guru. And then if she's not, it'll go to her head, so she'll be that.
Well, let's just
we'll manifest it.
Let's first see the end product that she develops instead of giving her all these tags. Right. We don't even know if she really goes to Northwestern.
Okay. Right? We don't even know. She's recording. We don't even know if her name is Bridget. Did you get an ID?
She just walked in here.
She just walked in.
I don't know what's going on.
We've got, deal. We got that's common.
Lady in here by the name of Bridget with a phone taking pictures.
Nice.
So,
I like it.
So, yeah. So let's earn some respect here, Bridget, right? No pressure. 312-981-7200. That's MicroPost call, text, and photo line. We got Ray Kaplan coming up next. Talking student loans on AM 720 WGN.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Ran into Ray in the hallway when I got here. And Ray's like, oh, God, so happy I'm here. She's like, I just rolled out of bed as if she's going for a centerfold cover shot here.
Right?
Oh, my God. I just threw out to my liner. I can't believe I'm glad I'm here.
If we could all throw ourselves together that way.
I'm going to start wearing eyeliner.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You can send pictures, questions, text in, anything you want on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Summarize, please, what happened with the Supreme Court and what's going to happen now with the ruling, because in chronologically, anybody with a student loan payment has gotten 3 years, 6 months, 42 months worth of a break. Okay, by the time October comes around.
Right.
You're going to have 3.5 years of having student loans, but not having to pay student loans.
Right.
And we wonder why our inflation is so rampant out there, because all of this extra money that's not going to pay student loans is going into the economy. And I've said all along, for the past however long, fix the immigration thing, stop screwing around, and have people start paying on their student loans.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. Because if people aren't having to pay on student loans, they've got extra income, right, which is causing prices to increase. Correct. Right? So I think it will help with inflation, which Biden really needs.
Yep.
And
so does everybody that's listening really needs that.
Right. We all need a reduction in inflation. Yep. And so the Supreme Court decision was a really interesting one. It was about 77 pages written by Justice Roberts. And Justice Roberts will often side with the more kind of liberal-leaning justices, and I was maybe even expecting a 5-4 decision, but 6-3 means, and the way the ruling was worded was a really very forceful slap down of the Biden administration on this student loan forgiveness. Basically, they said that the attempt to rewrite the law from top to bottom in order to give this student loan forgiveness was a power grab, and that the power of the purse does rest with Congress.
Yep.
And that this was completely unconstitutional, just kind of no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so now the Biden administration is saying that they're going to continue to fight for student loan forgiveness, but now they're going to, instead of tying it to the HEROES Act, which was really a far-fetched idea kind of in the first place, which almost makes me think that they knew that it was going to be struck down by the Supreme Court. And in the meantime, people didn't have to make payments on student loans. It was a good campaign issue. It does kind of get the base, you know, riled up.
Yep.
And in the meantime, they didn't have to make payments. And then it was probably going to be struck down. Well, now they can go back and try under the Higher Education Act to try and have student loan forgiveness. And with the idea that this is going to continue, this idea is going to continue through the next election. So they get to keep this as an election issue. And look, it's kind of a win-win. If it doesn't work, then they get to contrast themselves with the Republicans. If it does work, great, then there's student loan forgiveness.
Sure.
But the idea that it's going to work is crazy, because anything with that costs hundreds of billions of dollars, you need authority
approval
from Congress. Right.
All right. So now we have parties over. It was supposed to be September 1st, but so of course nothing could start on time, and they kicked it back to October 1st.
Right.
So we're within 90 days of the first student loan payments hitting the beaches.
Right.
Okay. What is happening in your office since the Supreme Court decision came down 6-3, slapping this down?
Well, so we're just getting a ton of phone calls, basically, how does this affect me? How does this affect my student loans? You know, what's the plan now? And there's a lot of panic because servicers, again, are sending out these letters, putting people in the wrong payment plan with very high monthly payments of over $1,000 a month. But I just want people to know not to panic. Don't worry about those letters. you do have to make a plan. You do need to take some affirmative steps. You don't want to go into default on your student loans, but there are great options already under the statute. There's actually going to be extra forbearance available in addition to the 36 months that you get under the statute. So probably 48 months of forbearance, potentially interest
does accrue.
If you qualify, but most people will. The question is whether or not strategically it makes sense to use forbearance, because that means your loans are growing and you're not making any progress on them. But there's, generally speaking, for most people, ways to go about forgiveness. And now there's another executive order from the Biden administration, which is called the IDR account adjustment. And what that does is it essentially gives you credit towards forgiveness that you normally wouldn't have. So it cuts your payment term in half, and it cuts your monthly payments in half. So if your payment was $500 a month, your payment would now be about $250 a month. But you do have to enroll in it, and there's some paperwork and a process involved, basically.
What if you were under the forgiveness program because you were a teacher, you work for a non-for-profit, you work for government, all the different lists of agencies that qualified for the student loan forgiveness?
Right.
And you went and you were enrolled in that prior to COVID, okay, prior to March of 2020. And now we had 42, you know, we've got 42 months. Do those 42 months of non-payment count towards the 10 years, or is that, was that put on hold? And now the 42 months doesn't count for the 10 years worth of forgiveness.
Those 42 months do count towards that public service loan forgiveness as long as you were employed full time in the public sector during that time.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter if you weren't making payments, if your payments were zero, if you were doing the COVID forbearance thing, that's all fine. All that time will count and be under your belt towards that magic 120 that you need.
As long as you were enrolled in that prior to COVID.
Yes. Or even if you got enrolled maybe after COVID, that time will count.
No way.
Yep.
That's huge for our listeners.
It's huge. The other thing that people don't know is, remember that PSLF waiver?
No.
All right. Well, it expired in October of 2022, and we were submitting hundreds and thousands of applications getting people enrolled in the PSLF waiver program, which was another Biden administration executive order giving people credit retroactively for previous years of employment in the public sector. This other executive order, has extended that now through December. So if you missed out on that, because we actually got millions of dollars of loans forgiven for even WGN listeners. Actually, quite a few WGN listeners had hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans forgiven just under that executive order. So I think the Biden administration is pretty smart here in that they're saying kind of, look over here, we're going to do this forgiveness program. And nobody's looking at these other executive orders that are giving people billions of dollars of loan forgiveness.
All right, let's talk about more coming back after the break. Plus, I want to talk about the listeners that you referred to us. Who, one guy's in his 70s, I think he's married to a 60-some-year-old lady. He has Parkinson's with $400,000 worth of student loan debt that they took out for their kids.
Oh, wow.
Which is ridiculous. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. More with Ray Kaplan coming up after the news. I'm going to throw it over to Donnie after a couple of messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So you haven't been on a while. A lot of news came down. Before I talk about this experienced couple that owns a home that paid for their kids to go to college and have accumulated $400,000 worth of student loan debt, in addition to the $50,000 to $70,000 worth of credit card debt that they're in, which is just absolutely bananas. They have a ton of equity in their home, but they can't get to it because they've got $400,000 worth of student loan debt with a ginormous payment there,
which we're probably going to get wiped out for them, though,
because he has a medical challenge that you're trying to overcome this listener's couple's challenges. But what services do you provide? And then we'll dive deeper into this couple.
So what we do is, so as an attorney, my job is to know and understand the laws surrounding student loans, federal and private, so that I can apply those laws to you, the borrower, in the way that's most beneficial. So if you are eligible for forgiveness, most people don't know when they're eligible for forgiveness of their loans. For example, the client that we're talking about right now with the medical condition, we're likely going to get his $400,000 in loans completely forgiven, tax-free. So he didn't know that that was something that was even remotely possible.
Sure.
These are all just things that are in the law that you can use to your benefit, and you just need to know how to access it. So really, that's where we come in. So we provide the service of analyzing your loans, letting you know what's available to you under the statute, if we can get your payment lowered, or if we can get your entire loan balance forgiven. And if we can get it forgiven, when it's going to be forgiven, and if there are going to be tax consequences for that loan forgiveness.
So who should call you?
Anybody who has student loans.
Anywhere in the United States, because you're a license in all 50 states.
Well, no. So basically, when we're talking about federal loans, I can advise people on federal student loans because it's all under the federal statute. Okay. I'm a licensed attorney in Illinois. So anything that would have jurisdiction in Illinois court. So if you have a lawsuit for, let's say, you know, loans, and this is going to be happening in a different state, I can't represent you in that state. I can only represent you if that's happening in Illinois.
Okay.
So, and we do represent people in Illinois who have lawsuits from private student loan lenders. So basically, anybody with student loans, or if you have kids and you're not sure how you're going to handle college, or, you know, whether you have one kid or two or three kids and you're worried about how are you going to do this, we have great plans for you to finance your kids' college education using the laws that are in place so that you don't have to make a big mistake financially, which a lot of people do.
How does a couple who are self-employed, their business hasn't been making a lot of money the past couple of years, couple of 3, 4, 5 years, right? They're just getting along to get along. He's in his 70s, she's in her late 60s, he's got a medical condition. How do they get access to $400,000? There is something when you originate a loan that came down with Dodd-Frank called an ability to repay, that we are under the gun. Not only is it a thumb, not only is it a hand, we've got the foot of the CFPB and the FHFA, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, and the Federal Housing Finance Authority, puts pressure on loan originators to originate loans to borrowers that only have the ability to repay. Mm-hmm. Or else we could get sanctioned, we could get fined, we could lose our license as an NMLS holder, right? National Mortgage Licensing System holder. That came out of Dodd-Frank as well. 136679. 6675. That's my number, okay? So that's my number. So this borrower, this couple, would have never qualified for a mortgage for $400,000 under the guidelines of a mortgage. Let alone, how do they qualify for a $400,000 student loan? If they have to go through an ability to repay with me and any other mortgage originator, loan originator, mortgage loan originator, MLO, that's what they call us. That's the official term. How could they just pull out 400 G's? The federal government's like, here you go. Here's 400 grand. How does that happen?
So for federal Parent PLUS loans, they are loosely credit-based. They are not based on your income. So if you don't have income, let's say you're not working right now and you're a parent and you need to borrow federal Parent PLUS loans to finance your kids' college education, you can. You can take out those PLUS loans, and then there are repayment plans for when your child graduates from college. So federal student loans are very unique type of debt, very complex rules involving federal loans, different, as you point out, than the ones that you guys have to go through,
sure,
Dodd-Frank and everything else. But Congress decided that federal loans, because they're unique and because we have an incentive where we want people to have access to college. So we're not giving that much. There's a cap on what the student borrower can take out. And whatever is not covered by college, by the amount that the student can take out, then the parent, as
we'll jam it down the parent's throat,
Parent PLUS borrower can take out federal loans to cover what's needed. And then the parents do pay them back. They're subject to a higher payment plan. It's 20% of your gross discretionary income. But they're the same rules for forgiveness apply to federal Parent PLUS loans as apply to other federal student loans, too. So many times, the reason why this works out and it does balance out is that people who have $400,000 in federal student loans, most of the time, wind up paying back over 10, 20 years, 25 years, actually, maybe $700,000 or $800,000. So the government is making money on these. So the federal taxpayer, and we are making money on federal student loans. So that's why parents can take out federal Parent Plus loans. And what we do is there are a lot of situations where those parents are eligible to have those loans forgiven, like the one we keep mentioning. But the vast majority of federal Parent Plus loan borrowers will pay back the loan plus interest.
Got it. Yep. Roy, let me ask you a question. I know his head's about ready to explode. But how much of a college education, if any, does it take to become an employee at PermaSeal?
Zero.
Jeremy, how much of a college education does it take to become an employee at MegaPros?
Zero.
Okay. Not knocking, again, I'm just using this as a compare and contrast. College isn't for everybody. Okay, everybody, we're going to this school. Look at my bedroom. Look at my all my crap from Iowa and Indiana and Illinois and Northwestern. Blah, blah, blah. Orange balloons, pink balloons, all the BS. Okay? Roy, if somebody started at your company right out of college, 18-year-old kid.
Well, that's out of high school. Sorry.
Okay.
Not to correct you.
You've been gone for a week.
I'm sorry.
Just let me go.
I love you. Okay.
It's my first mistake of the month.
Okay.
And
Mark, 18 out of high school.
18 out of high school.
Yes.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Wants to.
Willing to work.
Willing
you
to work.
You got to be willing to work.
Will roll up their sleeves, get on their knees, pick up a shovel, start doing the dirty work. Same with you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Clean up the shop.
Well, we know this. Yeah.
All of this stuff. What is the first year income for somebody like that walks into PermaSeal? Where can they be if they started today, say July 1st, 2023, July 1st, 2024? What would the annual income be during those 12 months?
I would say on average, a guy who's willing to work and sharp, willing to learn, yeah, it'd be a range, 30 to 50 grand. First
30
year.
To 50 grand. Yeah. How about you?
Same. 30, yeah, our lowest apprentice makes $16 an hour.
Lowest price.
Like, literally doesn't know how to read a tape measure.
So 40,
that's okay, though.
40 hours a week, that's 32, that's 32 G's a year.
Correct. And okay. Again, we also, meaning, same thing with Roy, meaning we do profit sharing and things like,
The next time, then what about the second? What about the third year?
The third year
is huge.
It's
huge. You get a guy who sticks with you.
Heck yeah.
The same attributes. In 2 years, that guy's making, 50 to
50
80.
Plus. 50
and,
plus.
And in 5 years, he's a six-figure guy.
Correct.
Without any student loans, by the way. Yeah. Okay. And
the
stuff.
Goal
so
is, the goal is 25 years, you're going to retire a millionaire.
So the path is, I got to go to 4-year school, and then you get out. If you get a job, you might make 50, 60 grand, maybe, but you got this debt on top of it. I'm right with Jeremy.
Yeah. I got a follow-up question. And again, Ray's just doing her job, right? Mm-hmm. She's an attorney. She's following the law. She's helping people out and helping our listeners out, and you've helped out a ton of our listeners save a ton of money. But the point I'm trying to make is that you take an 18-year-old kid, guy or gal, comes to you, both of you, works their rear ends off, and is smart and wants and ambitious. You're teaching them the business. You're showing them how to run a business.
Yeah, they get a skill.
A skill.
Lots of skills, actually. And Roy's, I'm sure, the same boat. It's not
life
cross-trained.
Not just job skills.
Yeah,
they're learning life skills that are going to help them become homeowners, manage their credit. All these things they'll learn by being a good employee.
I just wanted to get that out there, right? Because what you're doing is very valuable, okay? Listen, you helped a friend of mine save $250,000 who's 59 and a half, 60 years old. You know who they are.
I love that guy, yeah.
Right. They live up north. He called me. Is Ray for real? Yeah, okay. 6 weeks later, I can't thank you enough. I'm like, great, what did I do? I'm walking into the gym. I'm like, you're very welcome. What did I do? Ray's the real deal. I'm like, well, what did she do? Save me $250,000 on my student loans for my three boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I take your point, and you're right in that four-year college, you really want not to have it be something just automatic. If you're really not looking for a career or you want to get a job like as a sales associate or a secretary, you don't need a four-year college education and $100,000 debt or more to do that.
Sure.
I know people who've gone to college and just really wanted to work at Starbucks. You don't need to go to college to work at Starbucks.
I'll end it on this. I got a call from a municipal worker up north, okay? Sent his daughter to college. Said him and his wife said, "Sweetheart, if you get all A's in high school, we'll send you anywhere. We'll pay for college." Okay. She killed it. She got all A's in high school. Went down to become an oceanographer. Okay, no joke, right?
Sure.
She got a degree down in Florida, as an oceanographer. Congratulations.
That's a good place to be an oceanographer.
It's great to be an oceanographer.
I'm glad she didn't pick like Minnesota.
$227,000 for his daughter to learn to be an oceanographer.
Okay.
I go, okay. He's like, I'm having trouble paying the bills now. I'm like, well, what is she doing? She's feeding fish at SeaWorld. Okay. I'm like, how much is she making feeding fish? Mm-hmm. $13 an hour feeding fish. $20 a week.
Must be a passion project.
Okay. $227,000 passion project. Holy I can teach God. This gal how to feed fish
in
like
10 minutes.
16 minutes. Yeah. Pop a YouTube on how to feed fish.
Yes, you can.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying, you don't have to load mom and dad up at $227,000 sure. with student loan debt to go feed fish.
Well, and I think Ray also talked about just that financial planning ahead of time, too. So there's also another benefit of education, of explaining to anybody that's going to college, like, hey, this is a big life decision. This is your first real big life decision.
Yes, and I do. So we have families, entire families in our office, and we very often, things will come out. These are kind of like family therapy sessions, but things will come out like, well, mom and dad, I don't really want to go to college, but you keep pushing me. And we're right. kind of like, woo, like you can hear like the record scratches, like let's stop everything for a second and let's really analyze, what do you want to do with your life? Are you going to college just to please your family? And is that a good idea? Do you guys, let's think about this. No rush.
Two words. Community college. We're going to take a quick break here. Ray, if our listeners want to reach you and your team that are standing by the phones, what's the best number?
312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com or raykaplan.com.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and follow line. We're going to take a quick break. Take a quick break and be right back with the Roy Spencer Permatil.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permatil.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permatil way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. I'm not like a main crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permatil.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I know you're passionate about that, Roy, being a libertarian. And I'm not joking. I know that you're like me. We believe that if you take out a loan, you should pay back a loan. And if you have a debt, you're responsible to pay back the debt. But we also understand there's two sides of that, that I believe that if you take out a debt, you should be able to qualify to repay that debt. And if you don't have the ability to repay that debt, like this more experienced couple listening with the medical challenge with the husband, $400,000 worth of debt, I couldn't get them a mortgage. So why are we giving them $400,000 worth of student loan debt? That's done. And we'll cover more about it later in the show. I want to talk about SOAR backups. I just wanted to cover that because I know it frosts you and it gets you going, and I just wanted to calm you down a little bit to identify, because I didn't want you to start getting angry SOAR talk here, because I want you to be
nothing
calm.
Worse than that.
Than that. So what's going on in Cicero and Berwyn? Because those were the areas, the two towns that got hit hardest when we got, I think, 8 inches of rain in 3 hours during the NASCAR race that postponed it. Quickly explain before the break, and then we'll come back on the other side and go a little deeper into it.
Yeah. Well, so everybody understands the overall concept is that your house sanitary line, everybody has one, goes out to the city sewers, ties in the sewer out by the street and things like that. And most of the times, especially older homes, like older communities, it's a underground system that's gravity fed. So it actually goes from the bottom of your basement floor drain, if you will, or plumbing line, and it goes underneath the basement and goes by gravity and drains out to the city sewer, which is lower. Now, the problem comes in when it rains really hard, the sewers outside are, you know, picking up all this rainwater. So normally they're just handling sanitary water, but when it rains, all of a sudden they're inundated and overfilled, and the sewer systems aren't adequate to handle all this, and so they fill up. That backs up the line, comes back up in your basement, and now the water's trying to seek its level with the water in the city sewer, which create inches, sometimes feet of water in your basement. So that's what we're talking about, municipal sewer backup problems.
And that water is not just water.
No,
it's feces.
It's gross water. Let's just say gross.
It's gross water.
It's 98%. Rainwater. So when people look at, it's just clear water, it's fine. No, it's not. If it came back out of the sewer, it's totally
contaminated.
Contaminated. Thank you.
Yes.
But because it's 98% rainwater, think, oh, it doesn't look or smell even that bad. But it is very bad, and it's contaminated, and it costs thousands of dollars to clean up from, and you lose things. And it's not just like clean rainwater where it'll dry out, and it has to be, you know, disinfected.
You have a solution for our listeners who are having these challenges. It's an investment, okay? It's not going to be $17.50. It's an investment, but I want our listeners to think about this. What's the cost of your family having feces in your basement to the health of your family, not only you, but your kids and your loved ones, number one. Number two, the cost of cleanup. Number three, the health concerns if you don't clean it up properly. And number four, the investment you're going to make in the cleanup is going to be less, is going to be astronomically more than what the investment's going to be in the new system. And five, lastly, we got to hit a break, and I want you to cover all these. When you go to sell your home, you have to list on your disclosure, have you had flooding? And you have to click the box yes. Unless you have your new system, then you'll be able to click the box no. And then you'll be able to explain that in more detail after the break, because by installing this new system and the investment that it costs, because we talked about it during our lunch, while our breakfast, which we stopped eating as soon as you started talking about this.
I most certainly did.
Right, I know. I'm like Jeremy, you, okay. You know, your skillet's, I'm like, I
turning
was going to
green,
go,
a little peakish right now.
Why don't you send it over to me? I could power through this. Sure. I'm older. But I want you to talk about the investment that you're going to put in your house. And then how much more it's going to be worth in your house when you go to sell it on the market. You're going to recoup it very easily, be able to recoup it. So yep. I want you to dial all that in. What's your phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you guys now?
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
All right. Ashley Bynum's listening and said we have to go to break. So we're going to go to break, Julian. Okay, we're going to go to break. I know that Julian was chirping in my ear. He was on break. So I got Ashley now chirping also. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to throw it over to Donnie. In the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to be hit the news, pay some bills, be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. Welcome back for hour number two of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Roy, we got a texter here, 630. Thanks. I'm eating lunch right now, so thanks for your in-depth description of what's going on in people's basements when it floods. And it comes through the sewer system. So I left something very important out that one of the topics that you wanted to cover coming back out of the break. You know, I mentioned about the health. I mentioned about the time and the headache of cleaning up. I mentioned about all that stuff. But I left one important factor out, and that is?
That's the emotional scar, David. If you've ever cleaned up after a flood, and I have, and I've never forgotten that. You just don't. It's the time, the heart sickness, the things you lost. It's just like, and you talk to anybody who's ever cleaned up after a flood. You know, I'm talking inches or feet of water when everything is ruined, and it's just emotional. And you never forget that. And then every time it clouds up, you think, oh, my God, is this going to happen again? And so it's something, if you could avoid that, and if I can help my customers avoid every, maybe you've never gone through a flood. Trust me, you never want to. And if you don't have to, you do everything possible to avoid it. It's a really bad experience, and it's not a one-time experience like, well, I was in the military, oh, my God. But no, what if? But it's going to happen again and again. And you always have that fear. It could happen again. And so it's no way to live. And that's the most important reason that I can give some money to get this fixed, because it will not fix itself. It will happen again. But there is a solution for it, and it's an affordable solution. So most people don't know that.
All right. So I just want to recap what we talked about. The towns of Cicero and Berwyn got slammed during this heavy downpour a week ago. Mm-hmm. And there were hundreds of reports of basements within Cicero and Berwyn, the sewers backing up into our listeners' homes that live in those areas. Okay, that is why this is prevalent right now. I think we get 8-9 inches of rain in 3 hours, and the sewer systems, no matter how big they are, just can't handle that much rain.
Right.
Okay, it put downward pressure, it dumped into the sewers backed up into your homes.
Yep.
Okay, and this isn't, it happens continually because of the sewer systems, the way they are set up and currently established. within those towns and other towns that are listening right now.
Okay? Many other towns.
Many other towns within the listening area. What solution do you have for those residents, those listeners living in Berwyn and Cicero and other areas, but specifically those two because they got slammed this past week, to solve this problem so it doesn't happen again?
Well, we got to start off with a consultation. We need to have one of our experts come out, analyze your situation, ask you the questions, and make sure this is indeed a municipal sewer backup problem and not a local problem that's local to your house and just your sewer line backed up for other reasons. It wasn't your pump went out and your stormwater, you know, backed up and you flooded for that reason. So we want to make sure we're diagnosing the problem correctly. Once we have diagnosed that it's a municipal sewer backup problem, then we have a couple solutions. The best one, I believe, is our outside vault system, where we actually go outside in your front yard. We dig, we locate the sewer line, we dig down, and we put a vault in there, and we cut the sewer line and put a double check valve system. You're familiar with the check valve. Water can go one way, but it can't come back another. So okay. Your household sewage can continue to drain out to sewer, but when the sewer backs up, the check valve closes, you're sealed off. Those are great. The problem with check valves, they can fail, they can leak and things. So that's why we put a double check valve system in. So belt and suspenders, so we're not have a single point of failure here. So we have this big vault in your yard. It all goes underneath the ground. We put it underneath the ground, put a cover on it. You wouldn't even know it's there, probably. And it has an ejector pump put inside that vault as well, so you can even continue to use your household appliances and fixtures even during the storm. When the sewers are backed up, you can use your household appliance. So it's really a really neat system, and it's fail-proof. I mean, virtually fail-proof because of the double check valve system. And so we've been doing it for over 10 years, and in Berwyn, Cicero, we had dozens of customers who didn't have a drop of water, even though everybody around them did. So the thing does work.
I'm very familiar because when I built my new home, I've got those vaults underneath my home. Thank you, Village of Northfield. Okay, because they, if a drop of water, if I went over impervious, they were sticklers. So I've got vaults all over my house in my backyard, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Again, everybody downstream of me is very thankful of me because I'm capturing every single drop of water. So, and it works. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because it works. What type of investment on a single family home, circa 1940s, 50s, 60s, you've been in those houses in Berwyn.
Sure.
And in Cicero, they're beautiful homes. You could drop an elephant on them. They're built strong. They're post-war, pre-war, when they knew how to build homes back in the day. What's the investment of making that home waterproof, sewer backup proof going forward?
Yeah, let's just clarify that, because sewer backup's one thing, seepage is another. Sometimes you have both problems going on.
Okay.
So I want to be clear that if we put a sewer backup system, that will guarantee your house. We have a lifetime warranty with our sewer backup system and for the structure of the home. But that only guarantees against sewer backup. Doesn't mean your basement won't leak for other reasons. So sometimes we have to do both. Sometimes people have both problems. But the investment for a sewer backup prevention system, typically it's going to be in range, depending on circumstances, the depth of the sewer, probably $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay.
And we do have financing available, so we can make that happen for you, and it's going to change your life. It's going to change your state of mind. It's going to change the property value of your home.
Jeremy. Hang on.
I got it. Was actually me. The cost of just the repairs. The cost of just pulling it out is potentially $5,000, right? Like just cleaning up the disinfecting and things like that. If you hire someone, if you do it yourself, you got a good chance of maybe messing that up. I'm sure there's a Yiddish word for that, right? But the cost for the repairs could be
These restoration businesses is a big time business. It's not uncommon.
It's not just the people that have
plus.
Yeah, it's not just the people that have the flood. It's the people that could have the flood that now's the time to call.
Yeah, that's why I say if you haven't had it in and you think you might have it or whatever, you've had it once or twice, you're going to have it again, and it's just not worth rolling the dice.
Is there a way that you guys can assess that?
Well, kind of. Yeah, basically, if you're in a neighborhood that is prone, and your village has records of that, if the sewers have ever backed up, and you can get that from the village, they would tell you.
So that's a first step.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would start, you know, if you're thinking about buying a home in Berwyn or Northfield or whatever, you know, and you're doing all your diligence about the home, call the village. Hey, can you tell me, did the sewers, city sewers, ever back up here?
That's a cool tip.
And so...
You just aggravated a lot of villages right now, and potentially realtors, just so you know.
No, but hang on.
You need to have.
Yeah.
To go off of that, if a realtor goes into a house, right, you got the same house on the block.
Yeah, they all look the same.
Alike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ticky-tacky.
We all know what we're talking about. Exactly. They basically all look alike.
Yes, they do.
In Berwyn and Cicero. I'm not knocking Berwyn and Cicero.
No, great towns.
It's the same type of house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And you go in there, you got five houses on the market at the same time. Okay, and they're all going, I don't even know what a house Berwyn goes for, $250,000,
sure,
okay? And you've got all of these four houses for $250,000, and your house is sitting there at $260,000. No feces is coming into my basement, okay? You'll have no poop whatsoever, and you got a guarantee from PermaSeal. Here's the bill. Here's the installation. If you're telling me that somebody's not willing to pay an extra 10 Gs...
No problem.
...for not to have stuff running into your house, which is going to run into your house because it's been happening for decades... I think that's an easy sale.
Yeah.
And you could click off the box. No, your basement doesn't flood, and we've never had any seepage.
I'm never going to get any seepage, and I'm not going to get flooding.
And that's one of the clues we look at when determining if this house has a sewer backup problem or not, is do they have an existing system? Is there a check valve? Is there one of those gate valves down in the basement if they ever had a problem?
Okay.
Because a lot of those systems don't work.
Yeah.
The gate valves, a single check valve, and things like that. If they've got a plug in the floor drain,
or they
got a standpipe
in
the sewer, those are all tip-offs. They do have sewer backup, and they've tried to deal with it in one form or another, and those are not permanent solutions. So those are clues that we can glean to let you know if you're likely to have a sewer backup or not.
Well, you mentioned those plugs are... enhancing the deterioration prematurely on all those drains.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that after the break. I got to hit a break here. And I just want to... 708, we got a text. Why do you or anyone never mention Stickney or Forest View? They got slammed with flooding too. 9 inches of rain in one day. Do those residents not matter?
Oh, they matter.
Hold on. 708, switch to decaf, okay? I mean, you know, I think we said predominantly Cicero and Berwyn. Every listener matters. Every single listener that's having this challenge matters. That is why we are having this conversation.
Even non-listeners matter.
Even non-listeners, who are probably enjoying the show more. All listeners matter. No, but I'm just saying, it's, you know, 708, come on. Yeah. We are talking about this because every municipality and town, township, village, whatever, that's got this problem. You said it's Skokie up north, out in out Northbrook too.
Everybody,
in some areas.
Hinsdale, Naperville, you'd be amazed at the number of towns that have these problems.
Here's the point, 708, okay? And we're sorry if we upset our listeners in Stickney and Forest View. It wasn't intentional. Now that I know that you're upset, I'll intentionally upset you in the future. But this will solve that problem. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about it more. I just wanted to get that out there.
It
gets me fired. We try to be helpful here.
We do, yeah. All inclusive.
And my therapist said I'm supposed to say calm, and I've tried to say calm. She's taught me some techniques. I'm doing the Kegel exercises now.
That's not, it's breathing. It's not Kegel.
Mine's
keep
Kegel.
Screwing
you
this
do
up.
Your,
okay.
Your therapist, you do what your therapist says. I'm doing Kegel.
She says breathing.
312-981-7200. Well, okay, we probably go to different therapists. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and phone line. We'll come back more with Roy Spencer talking about vaults and how to stop poop coming into your basement after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
MegaPost call, text, and phone line. Photo line.
I can't
talk.
I don't understand the whole concept.
It's magical.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch.
You understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell the contraception story.
Wrong word.
Yeah, whatever. It began with a C. Let's not get critical here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I feel like it's Romper Room. I got to say, every Downers Grove, I see Lombard, I see West Chicago, I see Glen Ellen, I see Berwyn. I mean, we're trying. This is a macro conversation we're having, and we picked out in a micro level those two towns because you got flooded, no pun intended, with phone calls from those two towns. That's why we use them. No disrespect to Stickney or Forest Park or anywhere else in the western, northern, southern, eastern sub. We don't even have eastern suburbs, but I want to make sure I cover the eastern suburbs so I don't upset them. So you want to talk a little deeper about this before we hit the news break at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, we mentioned there's two solutions. One is the exterior solution, the vault we talked about, which is a great system. Sometimes there's not a place to put a vault in the front yard. There's physically, logistically, no place to put it. Sometimes it's against the code. Some towns don't allow us to put a vault there. So then we have to go to an overhead system.
Okay.
And what happens there, it's all done from the inside. We actually take all your plumbing fixtures, all the drain lines, and divert them, cut them off from the sewer, and divert them into an ejector pump. We'll put a new sump basin in your basement and put an ejector pump in there. And then that pump, we drill a discharge line through the basement wall, take it outside, and drop it into the sewer line from above. So it's an overhead system. And so now your floor drain, your plumbing fixtures are cut off from the city sewer, so they can't back up into your home anymore. So you're cut off that way. And now when you want to use your fixtures during a storm, it'll go to the ejector pump. It'll pump into that flooded system. Okay.
Jeremy.
So you're teeing in, you're elbowing into the old system from the outside then, correct?
Yeah. The ejector pump discharge line goes
in. So there's no need. I've seen people where they actually fill their floor drains with concrete, which... a good plan.
Thank you. We started to touch about plugs, and you were right. When you put a plug in or clog up your floor drain, because that's where the water's coming in, that's a great knee-jerk reaction.
Yes.
But what happens is that vitreous clay line is now put under pressure and is never designed to be under pressure. It's not a water supply line. Now you're putting it under tremendous pressure, and it literally forces that line to collapse, break, disintegrate, the joints leak, and now all that sewage water can't come up out of the floor drain. It's surrounding your foundation. Now it's coming up through around
ground
your floor,
everything.
And you've ruined your sewer line. So that's why we're not fans and advocate against that, even though it seems like the natural thing to do.
Don't use a plug and never pour concrete.
And even a standpipe, it restricts the water flow. So instead of rising in your basement, it rises in a standpipe.
I've seen that.
But that also makes that sewer line a holding receptacle under pressure. It's not designed to be, and you're going to cause future deterioration. Yeah. So it might work for a year or two, but now all of a sudden you got to replace your whole sewer line.
That is not preventative at all.
All right, we got Tom calling in. He's got a double check valve system. He's got a question. Tommy, thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Tom in Old Irving Park, and no, we do not have our feelings hurt here.
Thanks, Tom.
We're all good.
Awesome.
You were talking about the vault system and a double check valve system. So let's say you have that, but you also have to rod the line for tree roots. When you put that cutter down the line from the house to the street, it should go through the check valve, but how do you pull that cutter and camera back?
Okay, great question. So we have a line running from the house to the our vault, which of course we will maintain and things, and then we put a clean out outside our vault, a pipe coming up that you can rod out, we can rod out, or you can from the vault to the street. So of course we want to make sure, and before we even do the system, we're going to camera your line, make sure it's intact and usable. It's designed for continual maintenance, and like I say, it's required. We have a annual maintenance plan that we have to come out and service these check valves and check your line, once a year to make sure the system continues to work.
Makes sense, gotcha. Tom?
And real quick, my downspouts go directly into clay lines that go underground and join with the main line out of the house to the sewer. Are those illegal or not ordinanced any longer? Do you know?
It varies from town to town and even within the city, depending on what part of the city. But in order to do a sewer backup system completely, we need to disconnect those lines as well. And they have to be splashed out above. So we can't have, otherwise the sewer is going to back up in those lines. And even though, it it's going to dump a lot of water next to your foundation, so we want to get those disconnected as well.
Yeah, that's how I dodged a bullet last week. I quickly put those cheap plastic gutter extenders, daisy chain them right into the yards.
That's works.
A lot of water.
It's a ton of water.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Just from the roof.
Yeah, way to go, Tom.
All right, well, thanks, guys. You're doing a great job.
Hang out for your missile floor cleaning product of your choice. Two text messages we have to address. 708's upset. You're the one who needs some decaf and to remove your head from your Wahoo, okay?
You said you were not going to do that at breakfast. Like, we have people that aren't going to be nice.
I have to address them.
Okay.
I just wanted to let them know.
You got to poke a bear.
I just wanted to let them know that I hear their feelings. I hear their that's affirmation. I understand your concerns. I understand what you're saying.
And I'd rather put more energy towards Tom.
I'm going to get to
delightful.
We did. Yeah. Okay. So now I can address this, and I will spend the bottom of the hour news break trying to remove my head from my rectum.
Yeah.
But somebody, real question, interesting show. Can the vault be installed in the parkway in Chicago? House is built right up to the sidewalk.
No, we can't go in the parkway. So that might be where we put an overhead system in.
Okay. So there is a solution to the 305.
There's always a solution.
There's always a solution, including the 708. Will you help me remove my head out of my tuchus?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take a quick...
I do that every week.
I know. You do. You do a very good job.
Thank you.
And your eyebrows are holding up. They're
very
nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got the Sarah Leonard from Legacy Properties calling in. I got a hold of her. She's put her son down for a little nap. She's going to call in, give us an update on the real estate market. We'll ask her that question, Roy, about how valuable a vault system is, and to sell a home that doesn't have any feces coming through your basement versus a home that continually has feces coming through your basement. See if she thinks it's worth a $10,000 investment. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I'm going to hug it out with 708.
We should actually do that. Call 708.
Make sure he or she is okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm going to take a quick break. Then we're going to throw it over to Donnie in the newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Sarah Leonard from Legacy Properties. How's your little one, Sarah?
He's hanging in there.
All right. Is your mom coming over with a pitcher of margaritas and a straw?
That's where I'm at now.
That sounds amazing.
Load mom up.
All right. So sorry you couldn't make it down. Family's always first, but I got a question for you. We just talked about installing a system to keep sewer backup from coming into our listeners' basements. The system could cost up an investment of up to $10,000. As the largest selling real estate agent by volume, not by size, but by volume, in Illinois, is it easy for you as a realtor to get a $10,000 premium versus another home that doesn't have that vault system that keeps the sewer water out of your basement? How difficult is it for the homeowner to recoup that investment?
So I think that there's an unspoken dollar amount associated with fear. So let's just say you know that there is an issue in certain areas where they have backup and that stuff happening. If there isn't a system, because you have to disclose that in Illinois by law if that's a recurring issue. And so if they don't have that, then it's almost like the fear outweighs any dollar amount. So will you get back exactly $10,000? I can't say it'll be exactly that amount, but will it help you selling with ease and peace of mind? Absolutely. Because if I have a disclosure that states there's been a reoccurring issue with that, a lot of times it's not about a dollar amount of the house. They just don't want to deal with it and they move on. So it is a very, very necessary step for a homeowner to take, not only for themselves, but for the idea of selling in the future, because nobody wants to buy into someone else's mess.
Okay. There you go. That basically sums up what we talked about while you were attending to your little boy. So let's talk about inventory. You've got some numbers for Northbrook and Schaumburg, what they are now, and what is a typical market. So I'll turn it over to you, Sarah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So right now, if we look in, we'll start with your hometown. So Northbrook, we've got 32 active single-family homes, while we have 52 contingent and under contract. So almost double. And so of the homes pending than there are active. In a normal market, we usually see about 2.5 to 3 times this inventory.
Wow.
So instead of having 30 homes, we'll have closer to 100. We're so far off base right now with what the norm is. And I'm sure you can attest to this, David. I mean, buyers are still anxious and out there. They are scurrying to get their hands on a mortgage right now. Would you agree?
100% home down the street from me went on the market, right? My wife's like, how long do you think it's going to sell? I'm like, in a day. Sure enough, yeah. I know the owner. I didn't want to call him that day, right? Over the weekend, he called me about something else. I'm like, hey, how's the sale going? He's like, we got an offer.
Yeah.
at list, buyer put 50% down.
Yeah.
As a contingency because they didn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
So they signed the contract 1 day, full ask, 50% down. Hundreds of thousands of dollars down.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been maybe like 3%, right? $5,000, maybe. Yeah. You know, 10,000, you know,
wild.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. In Schaumburg, there's 22 active homes. Of those, six of them have offers on them, but they haven't been accepted. So there's 22 active, and then under contract, 64.
And
there's 3 times pending. It's wild.
Schaumburg's giant.
Schaumburg's twice the size of Northbrook.
Schaumburg's giant. Wow. Yes.
And there's 22 active homes. It's wild. And so, and of those, you know, a fourth of them already have people that have submitted offers on them. They're just negotiating. So, you know, I think that for all homeowners who have this, you know, the fear of the unknown, the market is really stabilizing. Buyers are excited. They want to get into the market. The rates aren't having them operate in fear. We just need people to, you know, gain that confidence and put their home on the market.
The challenge is 70% of Americans have rates, either don't have a mortgage or have rates that are 4% or below. That's the challenge that realtors are facing right now. That's why we have the inventory challenges that we have right now. Okay, so unless we talked about last time Sarah was on, somebody passed, somebody got divorced, somebody's retiring, or you're bringing in, the house is too small because you're bringing in family members due to some type of challenge, or you're having your in-laws move in and you need a different space.
Well, then you're just going to call me.
Well, then you're going to call you or move into a bigger home because they just don't have enough space and they don't want to pop the top or bump the back out.
Correct.
This is what's happening,
right?
And until the rates went up this week. I mean, we're solidly back in the sevens with the jobs report.
Wow.
You know, we went from 200,000 jobs to 400,000, over 400,000 with the ADP, freaked everybody out. Rates shot up a quarter of a point. So we're solidly in the sevens, Sarah. And, you know, listeners are not going to leave their houses in the twos and the threes and the fours to go into a house that's in the sevens. It doesn't make financial sense to them. Jeremy?
Hey, Sarah, I had a question. We talked once before of short sales hitting the market. Obviously, those happen, but are those still happening or not really because there's equity in the house? Or what does that look like?
So I hadn't seen short sales in the market in probably 5-6 years.
Okay.
And yes, we are seeing them. I think my team has 3 right now, and it's people that, you know, had done everything possible to keep their property, which during the times of COVID, there were so many options in place. And now that those options are starting to dwindle or that things are stabilizing, we're starting to see those people, they just can't keep up. They can't make up the loss. So although it's a small percentage, we are starting to see that hit the market, which hadn't been in, you know, like a half a decade. So I do think that we'll see that grow, but nothing like what it was before.
Sure.
There's opportunity there, though. I mean, these people, you know, it's unfortunate. They tried and tried and tried. And sometimes with these banks, there is some opportunity to negotiate. You just have to have a lot of patience because they take
forever,
6 to 9 months. So you've got to have the right buyer who can wait.
That's also a factor.
Are we able to announce that project that you're working on? Is it official yet, or are we still under an NDA?
We're under an NDA. We're just waiting for like the one final layer of approval. But I am just so excited. Our photographer's been out there. We are almost ready to go live. So definitely by the next show, we can do that. And you and I will be there, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
It's an unbelievable opportunity that Sarah has been working on for 3-4 months now. And it's going to be an opportunity for our listeners to buy homes in a great area that is highly desirable. And when she's able to talk about it, and we are able to talk about it in more detail. We will, but I've been through these houses. They're beautiful.
Nice.
It's all everything you want, and the price is right. So,
yeah, absolutely. I have a quick question for you, David. So if you, I know you work with some of the smartest guys around, if you had to forecast where you'd see the rates getting like comfortably into the sixes, like not 6.875, but like 6.5, 6, when, do you think that's 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year? What do you think?
It's not going to happen before the end of the year. I mean, it's just too hot right now. All I could say is, you know, what we talked about earlier, Sarah, the student loans repayment, when that money gets taken out of the economy and we start seeing spending subside and we start seeing those types of allocations of funds going towards student loans instead of things that people don't need, and we start having inventories back up, and we start having companies having to cut prices in order to empty those warehouses, and then having to start laying individuals off because they're not selling products, that's when the rates will drop. But guess what? It's hotter than hot right now, and you're probably looking at first quarter of next year at the earliest. If I was to predict anything, I just don't see anything stopping this thing and keeping the rates in the sevens. I really don't. It's just it's hot
that's
right
wild.
Now. Yeah. So
a second pandemic.
No, we don't want... Listen, I just need one more pandemic and I'm retired.
It seems
we just need... We need the market. We need, for our listeners who can't afford things, to stop spending things, stop spending money on things they can't afford.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
It's perspective, though. If somebody's going to purchase a home now, it's like, how long are they going to have to carry the burden of these rates? Okay, you're thinking it's another, call it 6 months. I mean, in the grand scheme of a 30-year mortgage, is that the end of the world? No.
No.
You know, if you're thinking that into next year, you'll sit comfortably, you know, maybe a point lower. It is still encouraging, right, for people that are out there now. You know, that six months isn't forever. So that's not bad.
And the bottom line is you technically aren't able to refinance before you make seven payments, six or seven payments, or else the loan originator,
forget it,
that who originated your original loan gets penalized with an early payoff.
Sure.
So it's going to take, listen, the first quarter, second quarter next year, I feel a lot more confident, you know, saying that. It's just too hot out there. So I think these student loan payments are going to have a major calming effect on inflation.
You both are saying, hey, the 7%, 8% that you're seeing, don't let it get to your head.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, don't let it get to your
gas
head.
Gas prices
it's going to change.
Gas was $5 a gallon a couple of, six, eight, 10 months ago. Did you stop driving?
Sure. Well, some people
Some people did, but not enough. Yeah.
I saw a lot of Teslas on the road.
Well, sure. but we're 10 years away from that.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
yes.
But I'm just saying, change of pattern, change of habits.
Yeah.
If you need a place to live, with this project that she's got coming up, with
that's
the shortage that's out there, these things are going to go like hotcakes.
Heck yeah.
That's right. They are.
Nice.
And we're going to talk about it more when we can. We teased enough about
that's
it.
That's exciting.
I can't tease anymore. But if our listeners want to reach out to you, my friend, how do they reach out to you, Sarah?
www.sarahleonardsells.com or 224-239-3966.
And I want to say this. Sarah Leonard was the first in the Team Hochberg new video podcast studio.
Okay.
We recorded a session for the Chicagoland Business Network, CLBN, which we started. It's going to be on YouTube. Everybody in here is invited to come do a segment. So we're doing some final editing and cleaning it up. Rob Lindemann's daughter is doing that for us.
Oh, that's
very
cool.
Very nice young lady.
That's fun.
And so thank you for breaking in our studio for us, Sarah. That was very nice of you. And we'll get that up as soon as possible, my friend.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of people participate in that. It was a great, great experience.
All right. And a phone number one more time.
224-239-3966.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for calling in. Send my best to your little boy. Hope he recovers quickly. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back. Jeremy's got something, a special project that you want to throw out there to our listeners that I want to dive deeper into that Roy was fascinated about during breakfast. He was really excited about it.
He was just really excited at breakfast. You know, that was his first time he was invited.
Well, he's always invited.
He's invited. That was his first time.
First time he showed
you know
up.
What? That's his first time. So we were more excited.
To celebrate, because we didn't realize that they were going to throw our tab on his tab.
Yeah,
awesome.
That was wild.
I thought he was just paying for his and Laura Ann. Then I'm like, yeah, you forgot this. She's like, no, that guy
that went on
paid
there.
For it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right,
what
cool.
A nice guy.
Yeah. Take a couple steak and eggs to go. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back hearing what MegaPros is offering. Special offer to all of our listeners coming up after the break. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this? Because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar. Because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune, taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I could do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh, my God, David.
I could do that.
That was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. So you are offering MegaPros. I think this is a great opportunity. You explained it to Roy and his beautiful bride, Laura Ann, and they're like, sign us up. They're customer number two next to your mom.
Yeah, Judy Hogle's number one.
After your mom.
Roy Spencer's number two.
So what are you offering?
Here's how it came out, right? So wood repair, right, which is, I know, not a sexy topic or conversation, but wood rot, wood repair outside, siding, fascia, soffit, it's not a fun job, to be perfectly honest. Trying to pull that way, it's reverse building is really what it is. So it's expensive, it's costly, it's a nightmare. So we do that year over year over year over year, and we were like, hey, let's come up with a way where we can tell our customers before this gets really bad, before the wood rot actually happens, it looks like you have a problem. Let's fix it. So that's our whole plan. So we have a maintenance program where we're going to come out to our customer's house twice a year, and we're going to clean their gutters for them. And we have a 10-point checklist.
10-point checklist.
10-point checklist.
And what's on the 10 points? I'm putting you on the pressure. one of them is checking the...
So we check your shingles, we check brick, we check your siding, we check your window wells, we check all the caulk around all your windows, we check any vents, we'll check your roof. You know, one of the common things, we're probably not going to go in your attic, just because the whole idea is you don't have to be home for this event, right? We don't want to inconvenience you.
And you'll clean the gutters out.
But we'll clean the gutters out and inspect them. We'll apply gutter sealant as needed, adjust any hangers. If there's low spots, we can try to adjust those gutters. And it's $600 for the whole year, and you get almost 3 hours, 3.5 hours of service.
You mentioned during breakfast.
Yeah.
After Roy got done talking about sewer systems and everything else, that a lot of, you could train a 18-year-old who knows how to climb up a ladder, how to clean up gutters.
It's within a week.
But you can't train an 18-year-old to go up there to see if the gutters are pitched right, if the anchors are set up, if that's even what they're called.
Correct. You know, hangers
are set up right.
Yeah.
If as they're cleaning out the gutters, if they're taking caulking out with them,
they need to know that.
Right.
Yeah. And your average gutter cleaner, like, I'll say average, no offense, but they probably don't care about your gutter system. They're getting paid just to clean the leaves out and the gunk, and that's it. But they're not checking anything. They don't know if there's any issues. Your downspout could be disconnected, and they might be like, I don't do downspouts, right? And then just walk away, right? Yeah. I'm here for the leaves. Right. So that's the stuff. We want to catch that stuff before our customers, because even just a call, and I don't know if people know this, but just the cost of getting somebody out to your house as a company is expensive.
Sure.
Right? And it's an event. So we want to avoid that event and say, hey, let's make it easy for our consumer, and at the same time, let's make sure they don't have future problems.
And when you come out in the wintertime, or in the fall before you go to the wintertime, and do the gutters, you're also going to take care of...
We absolutely will disconnect their hoses.
Thank you.
No, 100%, no matter what, we will definitely disconnect their hoses.
That's your dad's special.
Oh, yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Your dad would always say, disconnect the doggone hose.
Yes, yeah, and about 20 calls a year, it's that. Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want more information on that,
how do they
get a hold of you?
They could just call our 8989 number or visit our website.
All right. Hang on. I got the 8989. I'm tall to you.
847-658-8989.
And then the website is
megapros.com.
Yep. Nice job.
Thank you.
Can I just say that I think this is an awesome idea, you know, and it's, the value is immense, because, you know, first of all, is, you know, nobody should get up on a ladder and clean out the gutter.
No.
That's so dangerous. That stuff. But you're doing something twice a year, which is more than adequate for most people just for that service.
Yes.
But you're looking at everything exterior. And I think of, again, I'm big about preventing problems before they occur. And so the peace of mind people have knowing that an expert's out there looking at problems, not only fixing ones they have, but avoiding, it will pay for itself many times. So, you know, to me, you know, $600 a year, and you're going to have a guy come out twice a year and actually do things that need to be done and help you avoid problems. Sure. It sounds like a no-brainer.
It is. Yeah. And the goal is also, as we build the program for you, is to customize it. You know, some customers are like, well, I take my patio furniture out in the springtime and I put it away in the fall, but I can't do that anymore because I lost my significant other, or it's getting too heavy, or whatever it may be. And it's like, we'll tack that onto your service agreement. Like, no problem. We'll come out and we'll do that for you. So it's cool. You did it. 847-658-8989.
And truth be told, before we go to break, Roy's looked at you and said $600. He thought it was way too low.
Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to be a moneymaker. It's supposed to be a preventative maintenance program.
Awesome.
So there you go, Roy Spencer.
Yep. I'm in.
Take that. Yep. All right, so Roy's number two, I'm number three. Probably could squeeze it at a Ray over here.
Yeah, probably.
312, just go right down the street.
Exactly.
From me. She's like 4 miles
away. Yeah. We'll do group discounts, too. Yeah, there's a bunch of houses in the area.
Everybody in Western Northbrook, you're in. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a pent-up demand. A couple of texts here for Jeremy. What's your number? Want to sign up for that program? Yep. So give the phone number again. Hang on, I'll do it because I know I got it right here.
847-658-8989.
It's a great program.
Yeah. Very excited about it.
Especially for the snowbirds that leave to go out of town.
Yeah.
And they forget things like my in-laws.
Yeah.
Who didn't unhook their hose, 10,000 gallons of water in their basement.
Well, and we were thinking that too. Like, hey, maybe it's not spring and fall. So again, same thing. It depends on the customer's lifestyles. It could be winter where you're like, hey, I leave in December. I kind of want somebody to come check at my house, right? Yeah. Like, is everything okay?
So do whatever you want.
Exactly.
$600. It's on your time schedule.
Correct.
773, Ray, not happy with you.
Right.
Boo.
Parents who have $400,000 in student loan debt for their kids that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why is there no obligation on the kids, now adults, and presumably working to contribute to this debt, part A? Part B, and WGN never provides the... WGN and Kaplan never provide the cost of Kaplan's work to avoid paying this debt, so that's part B.
Okay,
the kids paying back the $400,000, your fee to help our listeners. And three, a compliment to me, Elise Hochberg, unlike other WGN personnel, who supports the idea of paying these loans. And why does not ever promote the, and why doesn't no one ever promote the idea of lowering or zeroing interest rates on these loans and still require principal loan repayment? Yeah. So you got A, B, C.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And D.
And you got 30 seconds. Go.
All right. So that first one was, what was it again?
Kids
paying for it.
Parents took out 400 G's worth of loans.
Okay. Why aren't the kids, why don't they have more skin in the game? All right. So remember that the laws about federal student loans are, those are passed by Congress and the Senate. So these are laws that have been passed. So the way the whole federal student loan system works is because this is the way that Congress and various presidents have decided that this is the way it's going to work. So our representatives have decided this is the structure.
Not your law.
Not me. Okay. I didn't write it.
Cool.
But so the thing is, look, kids for undergrad, they're not a great credit risk. So they're not eligible for that much in terms of their own federal student loans. So then there are federal Parent PLUS loans to pick up the slack, because if tuition's $40,000 and your kid only qualifies for $20,000, you know, where's that other money going to come from? And the answer is oftentimes federal Parent PLUS loans. Okay, great. So the other issue is that sometimes the callers or people with this listeners' response don't realize that these parents have been paying on these loans oftentimes for 10 or 20 years and have already paid back $200,000, $300,000, often more than they actually originally borrowed. But they still have a high balance, right? Because sure. the interest continues to accrue, and it starts to accrue as soon as the loans are dispersed to the school, immediately, unless they're unsubsidized loans, and there are very few unsubsidized or subsidized loans, meaning that the interest is paid by the Department of Education while they're in school. So the issue there is that, yeah, that the kids just don't qualify for these kinds of loans because they're not a good credit risk, according to the Department of Ed. So then the parents take up the slack. Now, the parents have been paying on these loans for years, but they've already also been accruing interest for years, and that's why you have this big loan balance. But that's also why we have the provisions of the statute, which allow you to get forgiveness of the loans after or under certain circumstances. So that's really what we're trying to do. We're not advocating that people don't pay back their loans, because in many cases, people have already paid back the loans. It's really the interest and fees that are accruing over all these years that we're getting rid of. All right. So then the other issue
Your
you
fee.
Brought up.
My fee.
All right. So my fee, the answer is that lawyer's favorite answer is that it depends. It depends on how complex the issue is that's going to be involved. So we charge a $300 consultation fee, and that will get you an hour, sometimes more, sometimes 2 hours, depending on how complex it is. So we don't charge by the hour for consultation fees. It's a flat $300 fee. And then in terms of my fee, it can range anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000. Oftentimes that $2,000 or $4,000 fee will get you $240,000 in loan forgiveness. So $2,000 to get rid of
1%,
right, to get rid of that kind of debt is arguably worth it. So we also can tell people how to get this relief on their own if they want to go that way. Sometimes it's a kind of a simple solution, and we do instruct clients, look, you can do this on your own, and here's how you do it. So then they don't need to pay us anything. And then in terms of the interest rate, these loans and giving everybody the opportunity to have access to college, which is something that Congress and presidents have decided that we want the American people to have access to college. Even if you come from a middle-class family, let's say you've got three kids who all get into Notre Dame or Northwestern, you're not going to be able to afford that. So there has to be a mechanism to be able to provide access to that. And the government wants to make money on these loans, and so that's why they charge interest. And the interest rate is a fixed interest rate, so it's a fixed APR, and that's also set by Congress. So your representatives are deciding what that fixed APR is.
Sure. And maybe instead of building gigantic buildings with people's names on them that these universities might not need, maybe dip into their endowments that have got billions of dollars in it.
Remember the billions?
I said billions with a B. You gone of bastards want to take some of these monies collectively. The entire system is crooked.
Yeah.
Okay. From A to Z, if you're a college or university that's got billions of endowment, why don't you take one of the
just
billions out and help your students out? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, call me crazy. I'm a common man here, right? I know. I work hard.
Yeah.
If you got billions of dollars in reserve, a couple of these universities have got tens of billions of dollars.
Well, look, we also counsel our families and our clients on how their kids can access scholarships. So there's a lot of other ways out there to get scholarships, or great websites like Scholarship Owl, like the bird, scholarshipowl.com. And they curate all the scholarships available and tell you how to apply, the deadlines to apply.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
That you don't need to take out as much in terms of federal Parent PLUS loans. Uh-huh. So we try to get that amount down as much as we can.
University of Chicago, $11 billion in endowment.
Wow.
University of Chicago, $150,000 a year to send a kid to graduate school.
Yep.
$11 billion, University of Chicago. I could see their campus right over there. Oh, $11 billion. And they're sticking it to these kids over 100 Gs. Okay, you want to see millions of dollars? Stand outside on a Saturday. Yeah. Before class, around the revolving door over there.
At Chicago Booth?
At Chicago Booth.
Oh, forget
it. And watch these kids go in with their backpacks, you know, every tens of million dollars.
Yes.
Okay, $11 billion, University of Chicago.
Come on.
I got nothing against University of Chicago.
No.
$11 billion, University of Chicago. At least cut these kids a break.
A little bit, yeah. Just like
that's the other thing is that oftentimes people don't know that if you go into your financial aid office and you ask for money, oftentimes they'll give it to you. But you have to fill out some forms, and there are some things that you can do. But there are other ways to access money other than loans. So there's more to it than, you know, just focusing on loans. We kind of focus on everything about paying for
University
college.
Of Michigan, $17 billion.
Oh, my God.
Okay? University of Michigan. I got friends send their kids to University of Michigan. 60 G's to send
60
their,
G's, yeah.
60 G's to send their kids. $17 billion, University of Michigan. Maize and gold, maize and blue. $17 billion. I mean, for the love of God.
It's a good thing this isn't an emotional topic.
$17 billion.
I know.
312. What's your phone number before I lose? I'm like having a Roy effect here. you know, the first hour, I got to talk about sewer systems to calm me down. What's your phone number?
312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.
$17.3 billion, it says here.
Unbelievable.
As of June 30th, 2022.
More than some small countries. I mean, honestly, it's...
What do they do with that money?
They jam it up their students' rear ends with 60 G's worth of...
I get it.
What do? They let it sit there to build another building.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Build, like, they have you know, incredible student centers and law centers.
So they're putting
they
it back into their system.
Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Yeah, some of it is, for sure. I mean, and these are really nice schools, beautiful schools, but...
Sure.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
but you're saying you don't really need $17.3 billion.
Yeah.
University of Illinois, $2.5 billion.
Okay. So apparently, we're in the wrong business. We should be in the college business.
I should be in the
college
business.
Yeah, they just got money sitting around.
Ray Kaplan, if our listeners want to reach out, they reach out to you.
Give us a call, 312-294-8989. Set up a consultation, and we will create a customized plan and strategy for you.
All right, I'm looking up Northwestern here because I don't want to be here.
Because you just want to yell in the microphone again.
Just
all right,
let's
look all our
Harvard.
Listeners, turn it.
$2.4
listeners, turn it down.
Let's look up Harvard.
I am curious on what Harvard.
$15.4 billion. Northwestern.
What is the largest endowment school?
I'm thinking.
I don't know.
It's
size does
Harvard.
Matter, doesn't it? Sorry. in endowment size,
supposedly.
$41.9 billion.
$41.9 billion.
My God.
Wow.
It's not right. The entire system.
And charging $150,000 a year to go.
More than a dollar.
More than
$312-9817. $41.9 billion, Harvard.
Actually, I have $53.2 billion.
All right.
Oh, now you want to go? You want to start?
Yeah, one up it.
You want to? Yeah. Well, there you go.
Apparently, Ray's Google game is better
according
than your Google
Bing,
game. Yeah,
it's 41.
Bing. What's Bing? Yeah. What's a Bing?
It's what Microsoft threw on my computer. 312-981-7200. But that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
All these kids could go to school for free and not come out with the
Bing. That's a great.
Come on.
Could you imagine what kind of a global economic impact that would have
if
all the colleges were like, you know, we're going to max it out at a billion.
Right.
We got to spend all the other, like a billion seems legit, right? That's 999 million plus another million.
Right.
That's a lot of millions.
Yeah,
right,
it's impossible to conceptualize.
I'm going to take a break here. And I'm going to do some math and we're going to come back. And I'm going to answer these questions. 312-981-7200. Roy, we got some questions for you regarding your new falutin vault system. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.
How come you introduced Stephen as Attorney Stephen Leahy, but Ray Kaplan, just Ray Kaplan?
Attorney Ray Kaplan.
I think we have an issue here.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin, because I figured that the student loan assassin carries more weight than attorney.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Student loan assassin's better, but okay, she wants attorney.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
John Williams called me out on that. I said,
I heard that.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
It was awesome.
I didn't mean to upset you there, King John. Just thought I'd throw that out. John, you okay? You swallow a fly or something, John? You okay out there in Cicero?
I did. Yeah, I'm Cicero.
Okay.
Okay, so you have that PermaSeal system for single-family homes. Is there a system for an apartment buildings?
Yeah, same system.
Okay, it's 26 units. I got six basement apartments that all flooded Sunday.
Yeah, and they all have sewer lines going out to the city sewers, so we just locate those lines. It may be a larger pipe, a diameter pipe and things like that, but it's the same principle and the same system should be able to look at it. It wouldn't cost you anything for us to come out and look at it for you.
Okay. All right. So just call PermaSeal?
800-421-7325. And thank you for your call.
Hang on, Johnny. Okay, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, buddy. Notre Dame, $13.3 billion. I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, we're moving on.
Cool.
Back here, 847. Ready for this, Roy?
Yep.
Mister, you need a vault. Here's a guy. You need a backup sump pump with an outer pipe to the street from your pump. You can also get a PVC pipe from your pump to the street. $20.
$20.
$20.
A couple $20.
That's what 847.
I mean, he's not entirely wrong.
What part is right?
The $20 part?
So 847 wanted you to know. Yeah. All you need is a backup sump pump with an outer pipe to the street. I have no idea what all this means.
I know you do.
From,
I know you don't.
From your pump, you can also get a PVC. I know what that is. From your pump to the street, $20. So you want to comment on that?
Well, just that people should know that no pump manufactured can keep up with the sewer backup. Okay, no. So you can as big a pump as you want in the basement, and you can put a backup pump as big as pump as you want. When the sewer's backing up, all you're doing is trying to keep up.
You're recirculating your same water,
and it's not going to happen. The pumps are going to burn up.
Okay, 630. Many of those brick bungalows in Cicero and Berwyn were built in the early 1900s. Example: my grandparents built their home in 1909. Wow. The other set of grandparents built their home in 1929. So there you go. Family in Cicero that stays together, lives together. There you go. My son was able to train as an auto mechanic simultaneously going to high school in his junior and senior year. He came out of high school, hired as an auto mechanic, worked for a couple of dealerships, and then last year was hired by a trucking firm as a diesel mechanic. He's 21 years old, makes over 70 G's, no college education. Yeah. Nice job.
Heck yeah. Good job, buddy. Nice way job. To hustle.
No college debt.
No college debt.
That's nice.
Way to get going.
Exactly.
Proud of that guy.
Nice job for you and your son.
Yep.
630 for you, Jeremy. How much to install a bathroom in the basement? The plumbing is already roughed in.
I'm going to use the attorney phrase. It depends. Yep. I would say between $15,000 and
$40,000. Yeah, I mean, you go crazy.
Every situation is different. And just because it means it's roughed in does not mean it's ready to go. Just to be clear, right? It means it's a good head start.
All right. 312-981-7200. Roy, what happened with the deep tunnel and the rain? It doesn't,
40 years and that deep tunnel... It's still not completed.
No, but it's done a lot of good. Could be a whole lot worse if it weren't for that. So it does accept a lot of water. It doesn't have the capacity, and it doesn't reach every part of the city and things. So it was a good effort. I don't know if it was worth the money or not, but it certainly holds a lot more water than otherwise our basements would be.
Okay.
So it's not for naught, but it's... We couldn't build a big enough deep tunnel to solve our
problems. Also not completed.
Okay, that's good. Taxpayers' dollars at work. 847, Ray, just curious, what if the youngster refuses to pay, goes into default, files bankruptcy? Are they still on the hook? You know they will not pay. Many of these people bought homes, cars, etc. They are not going to pay up. Well, number one, if you have a federal loan and you go into default, you can't get an FHA loan. That's number one.
Right. Okay? And also, federal student loans, for the most part, are non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. Most student loans are non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. However, our firm files adversary proceedings, which is a lawsuit. It's a lawsuit within the Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 to ask the court to find that these particular student loans, if it makes sense, are dischargeable in the bankruptcy. So there's a very complex legal process to go through if you want to try and discharge federal or private student loans in a bankruptcy. But oftentimes what we can do is if you have private loans or federal loans and you filed a bankruptcy because it makes sense otherwise, then we can file the adversary, and often that's kind of a vehicle to get a good reduced balance settlement on that loan. So we had one not that long ago, $68,000 in private loans, and we were able to negotiate a reduced balance settlement for $22,000. He paid about $250 a month until that balance was paid off. So it's all part of like getting a fresh start and getting out from under debt.
So it isn't just hey, we're going to forgive everything. It's also, hey, let's be systematic about it.
And yes.
Let's make it, okay.
Absolutely.
That's good.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but before 224 here, Jeremy, holy smokes, Mega, that's an excellent service. Your dad would be proud of you.
So it's a cool text.
There you go.
Thanks,
nice
buddy.
Job. Thank you, 224,
yep.
For that nice, thoughtful text. 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to Kevin. Mr. Wells in the newsroom. We're going to take a quick news break here. 312-981-7200. MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got a radon question. Benny in Buffalo Grove, how are you, Ben?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I wanted to find out from Roy Spencer if he ever dealt with radon in a basement, if he has a any kind of solution for that.
Radon, Roy.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Sorry, yes, Roy. We deal with
I'm
it.
Sorry, apologize.
No worries.
Go ahead.
We deal with that all the time, simply because radon is a gas that comes out of the soil and kind of seems to follows the same path that water does into your basement through cracks and drain tiles and sump pits and things like that. So almost everything we do helps to mitigate, reduce the amount of radon penetration into your home. So we put in sealed sump pits, we seal cracks, we encapsulate crawl spaces. That said, we don't do radon mitigation, but the net result of our work, it will lower the radon level in your home. So if you have a specific problem, you need to call a radon company to come out, or you can do a test yourself.
Yep.
And then if you have a radon mitigation system, it needs to be done by a radon mitigating company. It's licensed to do that. But all I can tell you is that when you have your basement waterproofed, it will also reduce your radon level.
I gotcha. Yeah, I just did one of those Home Depot tests.
Yeah.
It was reading like 10.3 picocuries instead of...
That's too high.
I think 4. Yeah, they're saying that. But the thing is, I'm going to repeat the test, but I'll still get a hold of the radon mitigation people because they had it
yes.
too high currently.
It is. And again, those home tests... probably not as accurate, right? So bear
as
that.
As opposed to sending it out to a lab?
Yeah. They have devices now that you can buy it that say it, but quite honestly, like, it changes, it's volatile. So what I would recommend is just contact a professional. Those systems range between $2,000 to $4,000 is usually the cost that I've seen. You know, maybe $1,200 being the lowest, maybe $4,500 being the highest. They're usually power vented out.
You're talking about for the actual
correct for the actual mitigation of it, yeah.
Oh, 2,000 to 4,000. Okay, yep. Well, it's better than 5,000 or 10,000.
Yeah, so, I've never seen it more than that.
I just had one in the city. A realtor did a thing. She got a quote, $5,800.
Okay, so maybe six. It can.
Wow.
It can. I've seen it. The lowest number I've seen is 1,200. Yeah. Apparently, the highest number is close to 6,000.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think the first step is making sure I got the right baseline reading.
Yeah.
Let them measure it.
Let them measure it.
Go to an actual professional.
Yeah, radon's not something you mess around with, right? It's silent. You can't smell it. You can't see it. You can't... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's what we could do, Benny. We've got somebody who was on our show, a radon specialist. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he's a pretty knowledgeable dude, and we'll take your name and number down, get you in touch with him and his team, and they'll follow up.
Yeah, you want a legitimate company.
You don't want to be messing around
yep.
with it. 312-981-7200. This is for you, Roy. Ready for this? I installed the overhead lift station at my previous home in Belmont Heights. We got this earlier in the show. I had numerous floods over 20-plus years. After the system was installed, I was finally able to finish my basement. We never talked about that. And had not had any issues since the installation of the system. When we sold our home 4 years ago, I was able to sign off on the disclosure with a clear conscience, which we talked about earlier, and so did Sarah. I know the value of the system. By the way, Roy, if Roy needs a good salesman, Jim's available in West Dundee. So we'll connect you with Jimmy. But we didn't even talk about being able to finish your basement now that you know you don't have feces coming in and being able to have to dodge floating.
It's peace of mind.
It's a different way of going through life.
You know,
it changes your viewpoint. Like I say, you don't have that tightening of the stomach and stuff and all that stuff that goes on until the problem is resolved.
312-981-7200. A 1920s home at Jefferson Park does not have a storm sewer vault, but outside basement drain outside basement stair drain backed up in storm last week, and basement took in 3 inches of water. It's possible the reversal of the river causing a surge that caused this flood. We talked about that at breakfast as well. So when they reversed the river, that's what you mentioned.
Well, you know, they did that because the sewage system was overwhelmed. They tried to relieve it by releasing things into the lake. But their problem is the same thing. Their drain outside the doorway that flooded is tied to the sewer system. That backed up. It came into their basement. So they still are, you know, even though it's not a floor drain inside the basement, it's the same net effect. And so the solution's still the same.
That solution would work?
Yeah. That drain outside is tied to their sewer system, and that's where, so it needs to be.
But that's the back of the house, usually.
Well, that's still tied in. That drain ties into to the main sewer, which goes out the front of the house.
Sure.
So by cutting that off.
That's awesome. I did not know that, because normally our plan is we usually raise that door threshold. Cheaper than $10,000. But I didn't even know you could do that. So that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm just saying you're building a dam up there.
Oh, no question. Yeah,
and
it's
again,
an aquarium.
But I'd rather get to the root of the problem.
I totally agree with you.
I just want to cover this real quick before we hit the break, because when we come back, we're going to put the spotlight on all of you guys. The Team Hochberg secured credit card. That's Roy drinking coffee, by the way. He still hasn't learned that we're on live radio. Does it taste good closer to the microphone?
Or
I mean, when you get that, when you get your lip, you are a loud drinker of coffee. I mean, my God, what are the decibel levels there?
Maybe it's really good coffee.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, he won't even talk. He's speechless
like,
right now.
It's like a third of a
it's
cup
like
he
a
took.
Folgers commercial.
Yeah,
it was good.
Good to the last drop.
Yeah,
Roy Spencer.
Apparently.
He likes that coffee.
It would be awesome to see him on a billboard with a Folgers cup. It would just be so cool.
It's coming.
All
right, so I've got a secured credit card, Team Hochberg. We're also we've teamed up with City Point Community Church. We're having a Zoom credit seminar tomorrow between 11 and noon. If you'd like to join us, it's free. I'll send you the link. Pastor Demetrius Davis and I have teamed up. We're going to bring credit empowerment to the Black and Brown community and bring education to his congregation. And everybody that was listening to John Williams' show when we had the Salvation Army on and we did our fundraiser at the end of the year, there was a gentleman by the name of Theo Coleman. I'm using his name because he said it was okay. He was incarcerated. He got out. The Salvation Army helped him get back on his feet. And now he helps incarcerated men and women transition when they're out. And I went up to him after the show. I'm like, would this be a benefit, teaching them about credit? He's like, absolutely. I actually can use your help. So we put him through the program. He's a major success. So the secured credit card we're talking about, Ray, we talked about it.
It's so cool.
You also do bankruptcy on the side.
Yes.
In addition to, how valuable is this card to anyone looking to, instead of hearing it from me,
reestablish credit?
How valuable as a bankruptcy attorney as well as a student loan attorney is this card?
Oh, I mean, it is hugely beneficial. All of my clients ask me how soon and when can I repair my credit? How long is a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13 going to affect me? And essentially what this does is it allows them to get back in the door and start reestablishing credit right away without this waiting period, which can be really hard for families. It's great that you can get rid of your debt in a Chapter 7 or a 13, but then the way the world works, you need credit. So this is fantastic because it allows you to immediately start rebuilding your credit. We usually tell people, you know, 6 months, 9 months, but I think this will shorten that period of
one
time.
Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
One day.
Yeah.
Prevailing rates, no annual fee. You can't be turned down. $500 minimum. We're working with the local credit union. Give them $500. They'll give you a Team Hochberg secured card. And the best thing, Ray, and you could attest to this as well, every 6 months, the credit union will review the account to determine if they could then turn that secured card
into an unsecured card. And that's huge. That's what you want. It's what you need to rebuild your credit. That's
so
amazing.
Cool.
And then the $500 that you put up for the secured card gets applied to the unsecured card as a credit. So you use it up as you make charges.
Yeah.
That $500 and zero annual fee. I've been looking this up, doing a lot of research. Most companies charge anywhere from $29 to $69 a year We're not charging any annual fee. Prevailing interest rates. You get a Team Hochberg credit card, secured credit card, help build your credit. We're doing a credit empowerment seminar via Zoom tomorrow with City Point Community Church. They're located at 2200 South Michigan Avenue. And if you'd like to join us, I've got a link here. You're more than welcome. Take an hour. You'll be in and out. They're doing their service. I went to one of their services. Holy smokes, is there a lot of energy. I told the pastor, I'm like, if our synagogue had one-tenth of that energy, we'd have the daggone place packed. The Demetrius Davis, super good pastor, loves his community, loves his congregation. So if you want to join us tomorrow via Zoom at 11 o'clock, I'm going to be hosting it. Love to have you on, talking about how to empower yourself through establishing credit. So that's all I'm saying about that. If you want more information about the secured credit card, send me a text, David. You can just email me, David at 56David, say credit card, and I'll connect you with the right people. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back, wrap it up with the nugget of knowledge from all of our show experts after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's like Pavlov's dog, Roy. You get a compliment, you get on.
Yeah. It makes you feel better.
That's right. You drink your coffee right in the mic like you always do. You get busted. University of Harvard, $49.4 billion. University of Texas, $42.6 billion. Mm-hmm. Yale University, $41.3 billion. Mm-hmm. Stanford, $36 billion. Trustees of Princeton, $36 billion. MIT, $25 billion. University of Pennsylvania, $21 billion. Texas A&M, $18 billion. Come on.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
It's not looking good. If I was in PR for colleges right now, I'd be like, guys, your public image doesn't look awesome.
Elizabeth Warren, keep your mouth shut.
Doesn't look great.
You got Harvard in your backyard.
Got people going broke and over their student loans. Going bankrupt over student loans.
$49 billion, Elizabeth. Clean up what's in your backyard there, young lady.
Come on.
312-981-7200. Northern Illinois University, $99 million. So we're a little on the low.
Okay.
Go Huskies.
Yeah, okay. Go Huskies.
312-981-7200. All right, nugget of knowledge. You got 2 minutes each. Go ahead, Ray. What do you want to leave everybody with?
Okay, so I would say the big takeaways right now for student loans is repayments are starting. The payment plan that your servicer is going to automatically enroll you in is going to be very high. We can get you into a much lower, much more manageable payment plan that will probably reduce that payment by half, if not more than half. The other important thing is that there are other paths to loan forgiveness. So we're not talking 10 or 20,000. We're talking about getting your whole loan potentially forgiven. So there's something called an IDR account adjustment. Go to studentaid.gov to take a look at it. Go to our website, financialrelief.com, or raykaplan.com. Give us a call so we can put together a plan and strategy for your loans. Or if you've got kids in high school and you want to make a plan, even if you haven't done any planning, we can set up that plan right now where you'll know exactly what it's going to cost for your kids to go to school, what the loans are going to cost you monthly, when you're going to have to start paying them back, and when we can get those loans forgiven. All federal loans are going to be forgiven at some point. It's written into the law. It's just a question of when and you accessing that forgiveness and getting those low payment plans available to you. So there's lots of relief out there. It's just a question of accessing it, and that's where we come in.
This law passed in the 70s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were in grade school?
Yep.
Okay. Phone number one more time?
312-294-8989.
Roy Spencer.
Yeah, kind of the drift of the show is don't live with sewer backup. It's just no way to live. There's no reason to live that way. Let us come out and help you. It's a free estimate. We have financing available. You're going to add value to the property, so take care of that. Just so we don't forget, we're in the midst of our poly-level concrete lifting season, and between the drought and now the storms, the soil is rocking and rolling, moving that concrete. We can help you with that. Don't replace it, raise it. 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Jeremy?
Roy does such a good job. I want him to actually come up with my segue, like just my tail end. He just does it. Give us a call. Like I said, that maintenance program, at this point, it's preventative maintenance is really what we're looking for. It's $600 a year. It's $50 a month. That's two Starbucks a week, right? So cut your Starbucks out for just twice a week, and it'll pay for itself. And again, the goal is to catch something before it's a real problem. And then at the same time, if you're thinking about wanting that remodel done before the holiday season, please call us. Do not call us. I don't want to say don't call us in September. You can just know it's not getting done before the holidays.
So if you're planning for Thanksgiving,
yeah,
you got to do it now.
You got to do it now.
Okay.
That's just it. Period. Right,
hang on. Would you rather have the number or the website?
The number.
847-658-8989.
You could call, text, or email us if you
want
to.
Call, text, or email. All right. Thank you for listening to this week's show. It was one of the better ones, if I do, even with Roy blowing it at the end, blinking right in the microphone. Having that credit enhancement seminar tomorrow,
awesome.
Empowerment seminar with City Point Community Church on the South Side. It's a Zoom call. If you're interested, just send me an email, david@56david.com. I will send you a link starting about 11 o'clock. So I'd probably say get into the click on it about 11:55. It's going to be an hour tops. You're in and out. If you're interested in getting more information about a secured credit card for you, one of your friends, family, coworkers, and our neighbors, as Ray Kaplan will attest, it is incredibly valuable. If your credit challenge or trying to reestablish your credit, there's no annual fee. All the money stays local, and it's a great product to help you establish your credit, reestablish your credit, strengthen your credit, or to get somebody that has no credit whatsoever back on the grid so you could start recouping and getting benefits for all of the charges that you're making with the credit cards. 21 million Americans don't have any credit or credit invisible, and 26 or 27 million Americans have credit that's not being scored properly. So there's 40 plus million Americans out there who, which is about 11-12% of the population above 18, are just ghosts.
Yeah, and can I just say that having good credit and establishing your credit, it's not just about being able to use the credit, but it's also just, it saves you so much money over the long run, because then you're eligible for lower interest rate loans when you buy a car, when you go to refinance. It saves you money everywhere, so you're not bleeding money financially every month on interest and fees because your credit's not great. So reestablishing credit through this card and just in general is so important for people's financial health. It really is.
And you'll introduce me to your friends that are in the bankruptcy community.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Download podcasts of the show. Have a great weekend. Stay dry. It's going to rain because Roy was on today.
Yeah.
You're three for three, where we didn't have rain for 8 weeks. Roy comes in from Florida, Mr. Rainmaker over here.
Well,
Chief Rain.
Yeah.
Chief Roy Chief Rain. We'll have to come up with a better name. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm, and Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group. For information and additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.